And now, ladies and gentlemen, to open the second half of our program this evening, the Capitol recording artists and newest sensation on the folk music scene, Dave Guard's Whiskey Hill Singers.
Midnight lantern out the brakeman's hand. I'm gonna ride Railroad Bill.
I'm gonna ride Railroad Bill. Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill. He never worked and he never will. I'm gonna ride Railroad Bill. I'm gonna ride Railroad Bill.
I said Railroad Bill, the way he's sitting on a hill and he's lighting up a cigar with a $10 bill. I'm gonna
terrible bat. He ate all the turnips that the farmer ever had. I'm gonna ride Railroad Bill.
I'm gonna ride Railroad Bill.
Well, Railroad Bill, he led a damn hard life, always looking for somebody's wife. Won't you ride Railroad Bill?
I'm gonna ride Railroad Bill. Railroad Bill, he never worked.
I think I lost my voice.
There it is.
Thank you. One of the first professions to be affected, in fact decimated, by the advent of automation was the ox driving profession. Seems that ox driving was not too attractive. The combined forces... Hit me on the back, would you?
Take it away. Turn him upside down.
Of Henry Ford, Mad Magazine, and Road and Track discouraged these fellows from further participation in ox driving.
I'll sign up.
This next song, it's coming back. This next song tells of their terrible life and what a ball it was to be an ox driver.
Yeah.
My whip and bring the blood. I'll make those leaders take the mud. We grab the wheels and turn them round. One long pull and run hard ground. Tomorrow, 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 tomorrow.
It was early in October. We hitched a team in a letter row to drive the hills of Salute-io.
Tomorrow, 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 tomorrow.
When
I got there, the hills were steep. 'Twould make a tender person weep to hear me cuss and pop my whip. Ow! To see my oxen pull and slip. Timmero, timmero, timmeridio, timmero, timmero, timmeridio, 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 timmerundio, timmero, timmero, timmeridio. At home I'll have revenge. I'll land my family among my friends. I'll bid adieu to the whip and line, and drive no more in the winter time.
Timmero,
timmero, timmeridio,
timmero, timmero, timmeridio,
The next song comes from Honolulu, and David and I learned this when we were kids, I guess. It was pretty popular then to cut out from school and go and hustle the tourist girls down at the beach.
Still is.
And it's gotten better as the years have gone by, too. Honolulu being so romantic, when all else fails, the best thing to do is to take this gal that you have, see, in mind, to a beach party. And then when the sun has set and the embers of the fire are dying, you sing this song. This is actually when we heard it a lot, mostly at beach parties when we were small fry. It's about a girl named Salome who is looking in the bushes with a flashlight for her boyfriend.
No.
Now, he's not trying to avoid her, understand? And this song is his plaintive cry.
You're the primitive Count Marco.
Shine your light on me, Salomela. I'm over here, Salomela. Underneath the tree, Salomela. Eating sushi, Salomela. Alanga, langa, langa, umma, langa, umma, langa. Alanga, langa, langa, umma, langa, umma, langa.
People say you get in fat, but before they stop to that, I say, let me go, I'm Elder Mose. You biting me finger.
Not over there, Salomela. I'm over here, Salomela. Shine your light on me, Salomela. I'm over here, Salomela. Underneath the tree, Salomela. Eating sushi, Salomela. Alanga, langa, langa, umma, langa, umma, langa. Alanga, langa, langa, umma, langa, umma, langa.
People say we would not get along, but I'm going to prove them wrong. I say, you're so sweet, leave you alone, and now I bite your finger right down to the bone.
Come over here, Salomela. I'm over here, Salomela. Shine your light on me, Salomela. I'm over here, Salomela. Underneath the tree, Salomela. Eating sushi, Salomela. Alanga, langa, langa, umma, langa, umma, langa. Alanga, langa, langa, umma, langa, umma, langa.
I'm gonna buy you everything, even get you a store-bought ring. Shine your light on me, Salomela. I'm over here.
Turn off your light, policeman. Turn off your light, policeman. We're moving on, policeman. We'll soon be gone, policeman. Shine your light on me, Salomela. I'm over here, Salomela. Underneath the tree, Salomela. Eating sushi, Salomela.
Ladies, in spite of our many differences, I'm sure you'll agree that we have two delightful and indispensable commodities in common. Those are money and men.
Here.
The latter being the more indispensable, I'm sure you'll agree. We'd like to dedicate this song now to a particular breed of men, which is, sadly enough, fast vanishing from our ethnic culture. This breed is commonly referred to as the playboy. Now, as you can see before you, here before your very eyes, I happen to have been blessed with three delightful examples, one of whom composed this rather contemporary and timely folk song in a fit of sentiment and nostalgia. Mr. David Wheat.
Yay!
Take a little bow, David.
Wait, last
this,
song.
The Sydney Green Street of folk songs.
Yeah.
Now,
Charles Adams,
you've already endeared yourself at the Ox Driver. We would now, for your pleasure and enlightenment, like to sing for you Bunny Locks and the Three Hairs. All authentic playboys are gone, but these three, they're wealthy and actively pursuing me.
We're the world's last authentic playboys, just three lunatics still at large. If you're female and willingly silly, you're in luck, it's all free, there's no charge.
Now if playboys are what you are seeking, I will give you the names of these three. With great fabulous wealth they are reeking, but they want what they want, to be free.
We're the world's last authentic playboys,
just a trio of rogues on the loose.
We pursue life while searching for new joys, just ahead of the shotgun and noose.
We went yachting one Labor Day weekend. We were sailing on Long Island Sound. I discovered the mast was my best friend. It's a great thing to be chased. Round.
We're the world's last authentic playboys,
just three fun-loving ne'er-do-well.
Our whole attitude says life's a gay toy to be played with and raced through pell-mell.
When they find the abominable snowman running nude through the snow 4 miles high, they'll say,
is that an ape?
He'll say,
no man, I just thought I'd give this role a try.
We're the world's last authentic playboys. We were born 30 years too late. Though we're blessed with savoir-faire and rare poise, both these virtues are useless at fate.
I was asked to a dance by this dear lad. He professed to be charmed by my wit, but I knew all at once I had been had.
All he wanted was all he could
get. Still at large, if you're female and willingly silly, you're in luck, it's all free, there's no charge. Till taxes get lower, we're all that are left, three authentic players.
call a Hugh Hefner folk song. Now we'd like to do a song which is mostly true. It's a song which describes the tough life of the gentleman who participated in the whaling industry of the last century. Lots of 3 and 4 year voyages. If you push me any farther, my dear, I'll be swimming. This is a song. A song recently unearthed by the lovely, the wonderful Mr. Ewan McCall. And like I say, it's a song which has his lovely wife, Peggy. This particular song is one which was sung by the whaling people as they prepared to go on these long voyages, and they sang it to their wives and sweethearts there on the dock as they were ready to, depart. And so the only inaccuracy of the whole song is that the song describes a trip to Greenland, where we find out from lots of research that the whalers didn't go to Greenland. They went to Tahiti instead. Nonetheless, this was the story, like I say, that they told their wives and sweethearts. It's called The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond.
For the Davis Strait she's bound, and the key it is a garnet ship with bonny lasses round. Captain Thompson gives the order to sail the ocean wide, for the sun it never sets, my lads, nor darkness dims the sky. For it's cheer up, my lads, that your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
The lasses stand around, their shawls all pulled about them, and the salt tears running down.
Now don't you weep, my bonny lass, though you be left behind, for the rose will bloom on Greenland's ice before we change our mind. For it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Here's a health to the Resolution, likewise the Eliza Swan. Here's a health to the Battle of Old Montrose and the Diamond Ship of Fame. We wear the trousers on, the white and the jackets all the blue. When we return to Peterhead, we'll hey, sweetheart, to you. For it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship of Diamond goes a-fishing for the whale.
Day and night, when the Greenland lads come home with a ship that's full of oil, my boys, and money to their name.
We'll make the cradles for to rock and the blankets for to tear, and every lass in Peterhead sing hush-a-bye, my dear. For it's cheer, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. For it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
Hello, my lads.
Fourscore and 3 or 4 years ago, there lived in the Fiji Islands a young and beautiful princess, and her lover, a young and handsome frog dissector, a medical student, an unleashed ukulele player, and a composer of songs and dances. In this civilization, the king, who is called King Alexander the Rank,
was having difficulty in making the transition, the dietary transition, from missionary stew and barbecued Baptist on the hard shell to the polyunsaturate missionaries don't count dietary regime as advocated by Gaylord Houser and a couple of those other kooks.
You gotta wear looser shoes and eat more lettuce.
It's true. When the king heard of this romance, King Alexander the Rank, between this young commoner medical student, he blew his cool. The young medical student took the first outbound outrigger canoe away. But before he left, he wrote this beautiful song on a coconut leaf, which was mailed by Foremaster to David Guard's great-grandfather in Hawaii. It's true.
And
now we'd like to sing you this song, and translate it into English. It goes,
I'm so miserable without you, it's almost like having you here.
Isa, Isa, volange la sandina, nomulako po nararawakina, navameka ko amarina kawa. Nasengani lasa,
nasengani lasa,
isalei,
isoilei,
kono purarawa,
kono purarawa,
nikosana, no toe namataka,
noe namataka,
bonanuma,
no bonanuma,
ilane taulasa. Mai sua na nomati konga banu arono na nomu ni banua
Thank you so much. Now we'd like to do a song proposed and composed by one of the most prominent cowards of the 19th century, who was even so cowardly as to not leave his name on the song, and we had to copyright it just to protect it. Wouldn't want it to fall into anybody else's hands, would you? So, this particular song, composed in the privacy of a man's shower in the Chase Hotel in St. Louis, 1830, in response to a great deal of talk about impending frontier action and the challenge of the frontier. This man responded to that challenge with this particular song. We'd like to do it for you now. Song sung by only cowards today. So if you care to join in, we'll give you some company. After these four short numbers. Oh, we don't have to be in tune. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, when the war breaks out in Mexico, I'm a gonna go to Montreal. I got a 42nd cousin up in Canada, and it's time I paid a friendly call. So I'll pack my grip for the farewell trip, and from the States I'll go home. When the war breaks out in Mexico, I'm a gonna go to Montreal. Love it up in Montreal, climate's nice in Montreal. Oh, my cousin is a fisherman, like his pa and like his grandpappy. Oh, if I settle in the States and have me a son, he'll end up a soldier boy like me, Wahee. So I'll change my tag from Johnny Reb to Gene Berry, Boo Wahoo. When the war breaks out in Mexico, I'll be fishing up in Montreal. Good old peaceful Montreal. Lots of fish in Montreal. Oh, oh, I don't know what we was fighting about, except it was about too much for me. But I'll tell you what I was fighting for the last time in my life, by G-Y-E. So to keep my health, I'm gonna chase myself up to old Montreal. Unless the war breaks out in Canada, then I'll get some bread and cheese and pack up my valise and head for quiet Mexico, baby.
My gosh, what stamina! Thank you so much. Say those blankets served you well. Now we'd like to do a song about a place visited recently. I think it's everybody's job, every folk singer's job, to go to some of the countries that you sing about. Isn't that nice? So, and I'm kind of tired of Tijuana just right now. Not tired, jaded, I guess. What does it all mean, you know? And when does it start?
Ay, mama, soy solo.
So this particular song is about going to a place, like many of our songs. And this song is about going to South Australia, because that's what it's all about.
Where else is there?
Ready, mates?
In South Australia I was born, heave away, haul away,
South Australia, round Cape Horn, we're bound for South Australia. Heave away, ye rolling king, heave away, haul away, heave away, oh, hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia.
As I stepped out one morning fair,
heave away, haul away,
'twas then I met Miss Nancy Blair,
bound for South Australia. Heave away, ye rolling king, heave away, haul away, heave away, oh, hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia.
One thing grieves my mind.
Heave away, haul away,
to leave Miss Nancy Blair behind. We're bound
for South Australia. Heave away, you golden king. Heave away, haul away, heave away. Oh, hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia. Heave away, heave away. Oh, heave away, you rolling king. We are bound for South Australia.
I sailed across the sea, heave away, haul away. My girl said she'd be true to me,
bound for South Australia. Heave away, you rolling king, heave away, haul away, heave away, oh, hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia.
When we lollop around Cape Horn, heave away, haul away, wish to the devil that you'd never been born.